What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's take a look at what is hot right now.
Well, you know, we're going to have to go with soybeans. They've been seeing a pretty good push here as of late, mainly because of, again, news that China might be looking to come in and buy more soybeans from the U.S. That certainly is helping to push the market and put a little bit more premium back in the kind of ration supply that we've got. The other side that we're looking at, of course, bean oil seeing some pretty good run as well. That's seeing some good strength off of the idea that the biofuels industry is going to see some favorable numbers come from EPA, and they've already have from the IRS. Then canola is also seeing some pretty good strength. Now, cattle markets are back up, trading at the high end of their ranges again. They're making a test of contract highs. So cattle also can be thrown into that mix as well.
So we look at the other side of the coin then. What's not hot right now?
You know, you got to look at wheat and corn. I mean, those two markets just haven't been able to see the same rally that soybeans have. Corn is trying to stay somewhat in step with soybeans, but wheat really has continued to be kind of the laggard. And then we're also looking at the dollar. That continues to see some pretty good pressure.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.